everyone, and welcome back to the podcast that exists solely to remind you that this world is a good place. I source intrepid guests with incredible stories of magic, miracle, and mystery. And this week's guest is no exception. Coach Willie Blake reminds us, with both of his stories, that synchronicity abound, and also that sometimes when things that we classify as negative occur, maybe they're just leading us to exactly where we need to be. Coach Willie shares two stories this week, and I gotta tell you, he's incredibly funny, incredibly open, and is an impeccable storyteller. Now, Coach Willie grew up with dyslexia, which was diagnosed in first grade, and for years believed he was broken. As he says, he spent most of his life trying to catch up, trying to hide, and trying to be someone he wasn't. Well, his story is pretty profound, and just the fact that he was able to rise above his circumstance and then bring blessings to others is also part of the miracle this week. So now, without further ado, here's my conversation with Coach Willie Blake.
Literally the first day that we were there, the house that we were going to stay at flooded. Like the basement where they had like the guest room and stuff, a piped burst, it flooded down and it flooded their basement. And they're like, hey, we can't have you in. Like, we can't have you here. We can't guest you. There are so many good ones that we can go into. The first one was at a Chick-fil-A. Lo and behold, at a Chick-fil-A. So we're now living in Idaho. We've been here for about a year. Before we moved up here, we were in Utah County, Utah. And we were there for 3 years. So it's right before summer hit was when we were moving up here to Idaho, and my wife and a few of our kids went up with her to be at the house and that, but me and my oldest had to stay down because she was still in preschool and finishing that off. So me and my oldest drove to Chick-fil-A, and I was talking to a potential client who I was working with, and I was excited for her to jump on board. She was excited to do the coaching and to become part of the community and everything. And we went to Chick-fil-A. We didn't go through the drive-thru because it was lunchtime. Drive-thru was so long at lunchtime. So we parked, went into the building, got our order. They're like, what name can we put on the order? I said, Blake. And I always say Blake because for some reason, whenever I say Willie, so many different names pop up on the order list, or they're like, can you say that one more time? I was like, Blake. Usually they get that on the first go. We take a step back, stand there, we're waiting. A few minutes goes by. We're like, okay, that's fine. And then they call out an order. And they're just like, Malik? Malik? I'm like, you Malik? I'm like, no, I'm not Malik. I'm like, okay. And they put it on the pickup delivery little stool. Another 5 minutes goes by, which is unheard of for Chick-fil-A. They are so quick getting their food out. So finally, after like 10 minutes of standing there, I walk over and said, hey, is our food ready? She looks it up and looks at the screen. She says, well, the order's already gone out. Like, what was in your order? I gave her the order. She says, okay. And that bag was still sitting there. So walked over the bag and opened the bag and looked around, and that was our order. Malik, lo and behold, was the last name of the client that I was about to onboard. So I got to the car, got my girl her chicken nuggets and fries, opened my phone and sent a voice message telling her this exact story. And she's like, this is a miracle. Like this was the sign of assurance that I was looking for. And I'm like, cool, good for you. This is an awesome coincidence for me of everything going on. And maybe it was divine and miracle, but I was like, this is so cool. Like, it's so cool that Blake and Malik do not sound alike. I think they both have an L and an E in it. Besides that, that's about it. But it was just really cool of literally, we made that decision the day of. I went out for lunch and that happened. And I sent a message and they're like, this is happening. We're going. And she's been one of my favorite clients ever since. I don't pick favorites. For those who are listening, I don't pick favorites, but I absolutely love it. I do have a second story. Yes,
let's hear it. Let's jump into it. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, second story. So I already talked part of it, but it was, goodness gracious, it was my wife on the met my wife on the mission, came back, friended her. That winter time, me and one of my other friends who also served the mission up there, we were going up to go visit a bunch of families who are up there that we were able to meet and that wanted to go see. So we took a trip up there for a week, got up there, and I was talking with my wife over Messenger. And she says, hey, would love to go on a date with you while you're up here. And I'm like, heck yes, let's go on a date while we're up here. Lo and behold, literally the first day that we were there, the house that we were going to stay at flooded. Like the basement where they had like the guest room and stuff, a piped burst, it flooded down and it flooded their basement. And they're like, hey, we can't have you in. Like, we can't have you here. We can't guest you. They're like, oh, literally, I was with my future wife. I was sitting there talking to her. She called up her dad and said, hey, this home, they just flooded. They were having, and they knew who they were. Like, these people that, like, they're flooded. They can't have these two here. Can they stay at our house? And he's like, yeah, that'd be fine. They can stay in the other room. So literally I was able to be at the house, and we still have a picture of like me and my friend in bunk beds for like as adults, us two in bunk beds as we were staying at my wife's parents' house. And I was able to get to know my future father-in-law, mother-in-law, and siblings way before even we were thinking about like dates and stuff and engagement and being married. So it's like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Just a little reminder that there's a little bit of an Easter egg at the end of these credits. Coach Willie and I talk a little bit about dolphins, and we laugh and just have a little bit more fun. I need to thank Coach Willie for being on the show and being such a great guest. He really was open to sharing some things that were incredibly painful, but also incredibly meaningful. If you want to learn a little bit more about this dynamic human being, please check out all of the links in the episode show notes. They're there for your enjoyment and learning. Another impeccable human being on the show. And yeah, another person reminding us that mystery and magic abounds. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Coach Willie. Keep your eyes open. Even if something negative happens, like when the house flooded and suddenly they had nowhere to stay, remind yourself that maybe that incident, maybe that happening is leading you to somewhere better and brighter. See you next week for the very next episode. And until then, I hope life is filled with summer days that are gorgeous and not too hot. Lots of delicious summer foods and laughter. Laughter with everyone you love.
other, I don't know if you like reading about dolphins, but one of the books that I loved as a kid was, oh my gosh, what was it called? It's written by Madeline L'Engle, and it's about a young girl in this, not young, but like 15 in the summer. And she goes to Martha's Vineyard and they have a dolphin training program there where they're teaching the dolphins how to do things. So she works with dolphins the whole summer. And a Ring of Endless Light. Have you read that? It's really beautiful. Oh, it's so great. I read it as a kid and I was like, okay, I got to talk with some dolphins like yesterday. Okay. Get out of my way, everybody. I'm going to mind meld.
Here we go.
Yes, here we go. Here we go. So it's probably, too young for you now. But as a kid, I was like, oh, dolphins. So I get the dolphin thing. I'm telling you, they are just magnificent creatures. And the fact that you esteem them so much tells me about how amazing you are, frankly.
Like, oh, I appreciate that.
You know,
I just love dolphins. And I'm trying to, this could go off on a whole nother tangent, but I won't let it. I'll just say my short piece with it. This last week, I've been trying to learn just how to like what I love doing. Because it feels like I get so caught up in busy and achieving and getting results and outcome that I have lost the taste of just liking what I love. And so I am right now embracing that I love dolphins. They're really cool. Just the other day, I was embracing that I loved Pokemon as a kid, and I loved the little like miniature ball, like just chuck a ball at them and catch them. There's like different colors that they can be and such. So I'm just learning what I like to love again. So I appreciate that, because dolphins, they're great.
I love that. That should be the tagline for the Dolphin Society. Dolphins, they're great.
Yeah.